From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, July 15th, 2014. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The KUAF Summer Jazz Series welcomes the return of the Sons of Brasil, July 20th at 3 p.m. at 21C Hotel in Bentonville. The Sons of Brasil will perform samba, jazz, and bossa nova with a flavor and passion one might think could only be found at a nightclub in Brazil. This series is presented by the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society. Tickets are available online at KUAF.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, four men seeking the office of governor weigh in on what they might do with the private option expansion if elected. And the people trying to stop illegal dumping in counties across the region as well.
We'll also hear comments from last evening's ribbon cutting for a new stretch of trail in Fayetteville that will allow easier access to Mount Kessler and more.
First, a proposed parking deck in downtown Fayetteville may be closer to reality after the city council meeting tonight. The council will consider a contract for demolition of the Walton Arts Center's offices on School Avenue, which will make way for excavation and site preparation work for a new parking deck at the corner of School and Spring Streets. Jeremy Pate, the city's project manager for the parking deck, says the site will soon see a flurry of construction activity.
Well, beginning about the first week of August, what you would see is contractors beginning to set up a job trailer, some equipment being delivered, traffic control devices being placed out, so things like construction barrels and cones and silt fence and erosion control, things of that nature that you see generally with a construction site as they begin to mobilize. About a week or so later, you'll start to see the actual office building be demolished and materials separated to be taken to be recycled or taken to the landfill. And then lastly, you'll start to see some of the larger equipment, dump trucks and large excavators pulling out the soil. Some of the parking deck and the liner buildings are actually subgrade. They're sort of basement level or below grade.
Meaning crews will have to dig a pit into the site before construction can begin. Cost for demolition and excavation of the site is estimated at about $240,000. Overall cost of phase one of the parking deck project, which includes site preparation, will be about $450,000, lower than the $615,000 figure put forth in the most recent project cost estimates from a few months ago. Pate says project planners have been working to keep costs down.
We presented that information to the council and stated that we would continue working on value engineering, which we did before final construction documents were completed. Well, we believe we cut out at least another $800,000, if not more, in just design changes. And then we also are hoping, and we're seeing at least this first phase of bids come in below what the construction estimates were going to be, because of the competitive nature of bidding, contractors wanting those jobs. We also, though, reported to the council that I believe, as the project manager, that the initial bids were simply lower than what the construction of the project was going to be, and so we don't really anticipate it ever getting back down that low, even with competitive bidding.
City leaders won't decide on how to bridge the funding gap for the project until all the construction bids are submitted and a final project price is calculated.
The Arkansas ACT Academy at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville is receiving a boost with a $10,000 contribution from Verizon. The Academy is a summer program sponsored by the U of A's College Access Initiative, and it serves 240 underrepresented high school students from across Arkansas. The program is designed to help prepare students for the ACT exam during the course of an intensive five-day program.
The City of Eureka Springs is affirming a previous City Council decision to endorse marriage equality. Last night, the Council approved by a vote of 5-1 to formally endorse a Married to Equality reception for the state's first LGBT newlyweds in Eureka on August 2nd. The city hosted the first legal same-sex weddings in the state in May after Pulaski County Circuit Judge Chris Piazza overturned the state's constitutional ban against same-sex marriages. Michael Walsh is the author of last night's resolution.
On the surface, it was a mild-mannered, feel-good resolution, but it had as much historical significance as the fact that in May, Eureka Springs became the first city in the Bible Belt in which same-sex couples were lawfully married. It's a powerful official statement of support for marriage equality from the most progressive, gay-friendly city in the state. No other city in Arkansas, possibly the entire South, has endorsed the freedom to marry twice in less than 2 years, and on top of that, issued a blanket invitation to a public wedding reception for gay and lesbian newlyweds. And And also, by adopting the resolution, the city effectively distanced itself from Carroll County officials who closed the courthouse to gay couples after issuing only 15 licenses in May.
Legal same-sex marriages in Arkansas remain on hold pending a decision from the Arkansas Supreme Court.
Arkansas's last gravel state highway will eventually be paved. State Highway 220 extends nearly 8 miles from the Lee Creek area in Crawford County to Devil's Den State Park in Washington County. Randy Ort, spokesman for the Arkansas Highway Transportation Department, says the reason Arkansas still has a stretch of dirt highway in 2014 is simply an issue of timing.
Back in the mid-1980s, there was a major road program here in Arkansas called the Rural Road Program, and its primary goal was to get Arkansas out of the mud, to pave all the unpaved state highways over a 10-year period from 1985 to 1995. And that program was actually very successful, and we did pave all of the unpaved state highways that we had at that point in time. However, this section, which is now State Highway 220, goes through the National Forest. It was originally a Forest Service road. Then it became a county road, but we took it on to the state highway system, and it became State Highway 220 in the late 1990s. So that is why we still have one unpaved state highway in Arkansas.
But Arkansas 220 won't be fully paved anytime in the near future. Ort says there is no specific time frame set for the project.
What we did is we applied for some dedicated special federal funding in 2013 for this project, and we think it's probably going to cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $12 to $15 million to pave the entire stretch. We applied for this Federal Lands Access Program funding, or FLAP funding. We applied for enough money to do the whole thing. However, we only received $4 million.
In addition, Ort says a survey of endangered bat species in Devil's Den must be complete before work can begin on paving the nearby highway.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals still have a slim lead in the Texas League North standings, despite losing to Tulsa 6-1 last night in Springdale. The Nats now lead the Arkansas Travelers by just a half game after the Travs game last night in North Little Rock was postponed by rain. Northwest Arkansas and Tulsa play again tonight at Arvest Ballpark at 7:05.
Partly cloudy tonight with lows from 52 in Northwest Arkansas to 59 in the Arkansas River Valley. Partly sunny tomorrow with highs from 78 to 82. And tomorrow night, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a chance for showers and thunderstorms and lows from 62 to 66.